Today's God's Word is from Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, by with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Amen. I will organize the message that was given by Pastor Liu for the Tuesday meeting. Well, the message is given by the headquarters. You really have to register yourself in order for you to listen. But some people send the message to me. So it's really important to know, and I will just organize that message for you. This time, the Tuesday assembly was about the gospel letter number 7. The title of that 7th meeting was "You Have to Challenge Your Conflict." I'll just organize what was given by Pastor Liu. When you meet the new family members or non-believers, you will use that gospel letter and you will kind of train them. After the 7th meeting, but still they don't really have the assurances because they don't really have the changes in them. Then they are actually forced themselves to have the faith. All these things need to be solved. And it was a really important part. The number one, it was about why people don't have the happiness. How come we don't have the happiness? Romans
3:23.
There's no exception, but all the humans will have the spiritual problems. Doesn't really matter what kind of background or social status you have. It doesn't really matter if you're really good at something, poor at something. You have a lot of things. You don't have much. Those things don't really matter. There's no exception, and all of us do have the same spiritual problems. The spiritual problems, we don't really have the answers for the spiritual problems. That's why we don't have the answer and we don't have the happiness. You don't really have the. If you have the answer for the spiritual problem, then you'll be fine. But since you can't really find the answer for your spiritual problems, so you don't even know that all the people actually was born with the spiritual problems. Some people will have the more severe, and some people will less. It's not really be like that. All of us do have the same spiritual problems. If you don't really figure out what the answer for the spiritual problems, then we can't really have the happiness. And about this part, you really have to really make sure you will tell them what the spiritual problem is. Number two, how come the people can't really meet God? We cannot meet God. In another word, there is no way. How come they cannot really find the way? Someone who really has the spiritual problems, then everyone do have the scars. Then everyone has this scar. then they are really captured by the pasts, and that's what we call the scars. You are captured, whatever you are captured of, then we will call it the scars. And it's really, it's about the internal things. Internal things is captured. And we really have the concentration to heal the scars. On Sunday, we had this message that there's no other way to really heal the spiritual problems if you just come in and listen to the one message within a week. So individually, you should really have the deep conversation. Then you really have to know that this. You really have to let them know about their deep spiritual problems. If you cannot really have this healing, then you cannot really have the walk of faith. Then that you don't really have. You cannot really grab hold onto the covenant of the God's word in depth. And then you are that kind of status, and then are you going to have the ministry in the church? Even if you can, then it will be just short time, short life. You can't really have the continuation. So you really have to heal these deep spiritual problems. You really have to make sure that these people can really meet the God, because all of them are really captured with the scars in depth, and because we can't really see those things, but then these things will just come out from you. So this kind of part need to be healed. That is why we need to have the concentrated training. Then how can you meet God? How can you meet God? John 14:6, it says that I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And indeed, we really need to be happy after you really know the Christ. Within the Christ, you should really have the enjoyment. But there is a reason why you can't really do that. Because something different is really imprinted in you. And then it became the rooted. And it became your natures. These things really need to be healed continuously, and then you can really meet God. You have received a tremendous blessings from God. You met God, and then that's actually everything. Christ completed everything for you. Then that's the tremendous blessing. And among that, you should really know that your status and authorities are all included. And then how come all these things cannot really be your blessings just because something different, something wrong is really imprinted, is rooted, and those things just became your natures? That's why you don't really have the spiritual power to meet God. If you just look at your life, then you always don't have the power. What kind of power you don't have? It's actually the spiritual power that you don't have. And actually, this is the greatest disease that you can have. On Sunday, you just kind of fall asleep on Sunday during the Sunday's message, and you can't really focus on the messages because you're imprinted and rooted and with something different, and those different things became your nature. You should really have the healing of your spiritual problems in depth. all the capture, all the scars that is captured by the scars really need to be healed, and you really feel yourself with something different. And all these things, we really need to change the imprint, root, and the natures. That's what we call the Tarapan. Then how come the Jesus is the only one way? How come the only Jesus is the way? What kind of way is that? 1 John 3:8. The reason why the Son of God came is to break down the forces of darkness. So actually, the existence of Satan always existed. And this existence is always attack you so that you can fall down. And only Christ is the only way to break down that forces of darkness. That's why Jesus is the way. Why? Then he can break down the forces of darkness. All the problems that is on this earth coming from where? The angel corrupted, and that's when then all the humans were really destroyed. That's why we were all separate from God. And then Christ crushed the head of Satan. Then that's how he really opened the way to meet God for us. There are people that the only Christ, Jesus is the way, only one way. Someone who really has this ideology or some like strong belief. The religious groups and the religious people will have the wrong religious life. But with those things, we can't really solve the spiritual problems. Even if you really have the strong belief, and that's just your own belief, that belief is not really related to the God's will. If you have the strong will, then all these things don't really related to the God's will. So that's why your spiritual problems cannot be solved by your strong belief or strong will. Strong will, strong belief, those people who have all those things, they cannot really have the spiritual growth because they cannot really be able to listen to the God's word. They rather try to take the words from the world, not from God. So ideology also need to be healed. And if you heal all this ideology and the strong belief, then you can really believe that the Jesus is Christ. You believe in Christ, just not just because you want to solve some problem, physical problems. You just want to solve something that you can't really do, you cannot really solve by yourself. And that's not the reason why you believe in Christ. The reason to believe in Christ is to really have the salvation in the Spirit. This is how God will just give you everything. That's why the only Jesus is the way. And all this is how we can really change our natures. And how come we don't have the assurances? Then what's the reason for us not to have assurances?
Absolutely,
And no answers, no way was found. And then we were all imprinted and rooted with something different. My own insistence, insisting things and something I tried to be stubbornness. All these things you will have, you keep having it, and then you don't and moreover you will have the assurance and you will have the very complicated thoughts. And many of us do have the very complicated thoughts. That's why they cannot really live their lives and they can't really communicate by words, orally. The complicated people don't really have the assurance. Who has the assurance? The very simple people will have the assurance. Someone who really believes that Jesus is the Christ, and then simply if you be the people who will believe in that will have the assurances. And God gave all the answers through Himself. And then if you just say amen for that word, and then that's it. But then you will use your own level and then try to think about it. In your daily life, you have many things to deal with. You may have the pains and hardships and conflicts. Then that's when you can really need to enter into that God's word, gospel. But then after that, you will have some kind of your own way, your own thinking. And then you'll be thinking, oh, should I do this and should I do that? Because you have so complicated thoughts in you. Then before God, you don't have the assurances. And because you don't have the assurance in the God's ability, that's why you don't have the assurance that the Christ is everything. If you don't have that assurance, what will happen? And then your concerns and worries will just remain as the way they are. And all the scars that you have will just remain in the way they are. And then with among them and the people, then you don't really have the harmony with these people. Yeah, I really believe, I really hope that all of you will have the assurance and the absoluteness of Christ. Number six. Those who are saved has changed. How we changed as the saved ones. We actually received the freedom. It's not like we will be free. We have been free. Of course, you make mistakes. And of course, you may be making lots of mistakes, but you shouldn't be really captured by it. And then you are the ones who really have the freedom. And for the sake of this freedom, what are you going to do? You really have to enjoy the blessing of the throne. So even now, the Triune God is really working upon you. And even now, He is really working upon you, transcending the spaces and the time. So if you believe in the God, if you believe in the word like in God like that, then you will be really healed. There's no way for us not to make mistakes. If you can live your life without making mistakes, and then that will be just, it will make you as the saint. A saint. You will be like saints. But in our church, there is no one like saints. Even from including me, none of us is like a saint, because everyone, we all make mistakes. We always say that I'm sorry all the time. In Japanese, it's so great. Whatever that is, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It's very rightful things to do. Then, but you're free from, you're free and within Christ. Freedom means, the salvation means the freedom, and nothing will scratch you. And that's the liberation. But you're supposed to be free, but now you're suppressed, and now you got stuck, and now you make a mistake, and you repeat yourself like that. No choice about that. Still, you're in Christ. Then you need to be free. But within that, you really need to have the freedom. And continuously, you will be thankful, you will be happy. That's how we can say that we are free. But spiritually, we have received the changes. We were under complete darkness and a disaster. Now, it's all changed. Our life became very new. No matter who that is, no one can judge you. Even if you are disliked by everyone, still, then this is how much you really got the liberation and freedom from God. But how come we cannot really change ourselves for so long time? Because you are grabbing so many things. Physically, you're really grabbing something physical all the time. You're very grabbing the practical things, realistic things. And you really look like you're changed a bit, but then these things will be repeatedly appearing. You're stuck with all these problems, and you enter into these problems, and there are things that you shouldn't forget. You're someone who received the freedom. You're someone who got really freedom within Christ. And really, you just need to enter into the blessing of Christ, transcending the times and the spaces. That's how you enter into the blessings. If you enter into that, and then your mind, your heart, all these spiritual things will be changed. That this change is not going to be done by your own effort. If you just put your effort so many times, so much, but then you cannot really continue doing that. Within God's grace, you will change yourself. By God's power, you can change yourself. The greater the God's grace is, and then the deeper you will enter into the blessing of the throne. The triune God will be answering you, and then that's the blessing that you need to enter. When you enter it, and then you can have the changes. That was given within the six gospel letters. Number seven, what is the title? Then how can we start? We really need to have the start in the right way. And we always living in our own effort.
그 기도 응답도요. 기도 응답도 내 기준에 따라서 받으려고 해요.
The answer of the prayer, you will just try to receive it according to your own things. So your prayer is something that is just going along with your own desire. Then that's what you call the prayer. But actually, you need to enter into God. You really need to enter to the God's will. You really need to enter into the God's covenant. That's what we call the true prayer. And you always pray to God, then He will answer your desire. Please answer me and answer for my desire. And then everything is coming from the religions. It should be opposite. Because my will is not important. My desire is not important. My satisfaction is not important. What is important is that to fulfill the God's word and then God fulfill the God's covenant. That is the important thing. That's what we call the prayer. Then the prayer that is really for my own measurement and criteria is not really the true prayer. But then you will call it answer when you receive something that is just matching with your level. Then answer don't really need to come to you. Why? Because it's important. More important thing is that whether the God's word is fulfilled or not, and your answer will be in that fulfillment of the God's word. That's why we call that the God's word is taking place. That's why it's really important for us to pray, to have that covenantal prayer. I'm just in the hardships, I'm having a hard time, and then please resolve this problem that is just coming out from the religions. And religion is really coming out from yourself, only mine. Please do it in the way I want. Then whatever I'm having the problem with, the God will be taking care of it. That is the prayer that we tend to have, and that became our nature and habit. But that is not something that you call it the true prayer. And the true prayer is to enter into the God's will. And then the God's plan, God's covenant will be really fulfilled through me. That is what you should have as your own measurement. Your measurement, if you don't have that kind of measurement, then even receiving the answer is not really good for you. Your measurement is to enter into the God's covenant. What is a God's covenant? And that is the God's direction. That is the God's plan. So I'm entering into the God's will, and then God's will be fulfilled. So you should really have the measurement of the God's word, and then there are things that you really need to remember all the time. Satan really exists even now. Not only God is alive, but the Satan is also alive. And that's why the non-believers is belonging to Satan, John 8:44. The existence of Satan, the only the Bible reveals the existence of Satan. All other religions will teach you to bow down and obey Satan. But only in the Bible, and then the Satan is revealed.
Mm-hmm. And long time ago, the Korean parents prayed to their religious God so that their children will enter into the good universities. Physically speaking, it's really right to do. You will hope something for your own children to so that the things will go well for them. Actually, do you know what that is? If you look at that spiritually, you're actually calling the Satans and then send your child to Satan because you will ask Satan to work upon your child. But non-believers don't really have, they don't know the gospel, don't know the God. So whatever they're hoping, it's the same thing with this ritual as well. They will invite all these Satan's evil spirits to their own house. So that's why God said that the third and fourth generations will destroy all the things. But destruction, that's something that they don't really understand. Because serving the ancestors is really good. That's what is taught. And everyone is so deceived by this kind of things. Actually, worshipping ancestors is actually calling the evil spirits. So there are things that you shouldn't forget. You should remember that Satan is still alive and working. And then this existence is eternal. It doesn't die. So that's why at the end, Lord God said that Satan will be sent to the prison. Why? Because Satan cannot die. Eternally, it will be put in the prison of fire. And that existence of Satan is also eternal. That's why it should be locked up. But those who are captured by this evil spirit, they will descend to the hell. But then how can we really solve this problem of the hell? First John 3:15, Genesis 3:15. The offspring of woman will come and he will crush the head of Satan. And someone who can really break down the crush the head of Satan really came. And he is the one who really solved all the problems. And then this existence will always bring the disease, the problems in the family. And Satan will make it things very complicated. Christ is the only way to solve all these problems. So from the beginning, the offspring of woman, and then Jesus Christ who were born and by who really were born by the conceiving the woman. So you really have to put everything, rely on God, and you put everything down in front of God. You really have to rely on someone who really completed everything and who solved all the problems. The more problems you have, the more the more you can really bow down before God, rely on God. You pray, but you look up, look back, and you feel sad. You feel difficult, and then that's not how you really pray. When I was eating with my wife yesterday, I was having meal with my wife, and I think she didn't really feel good, even though she says she doesn't. You can see her face. And then I said, I'm sorry. Because I was angry, and then I said that kind of thing, because I was free. My wife is still not feeling good about it. So I think she went to the early morning service. In the bathroom, I met her, and she didn't talk to me because she's not really feeling well. But then you pray in the morning, and then what? If it's not bound, it's not really got loose, then you shouldn't really. If you pray, then everything should be loosened. Then you should be really free from that. Then in your mind, you should really have this joy. That's the prayer that we have. The prayer is not really the action. So through the prayer, you receive the strength. You feel the freedom. And within me, it's really, you really have the evidence of working of the Holy Spirit. But internally, she may be free. But by appearance, just by looking at her, but if she sees me, then maybe she might remember what happened. All the burdens, all the things should be really lifted down before this offspring of woman, because no one can change the human's mind, human's heart. Even if you can talk well, but this word of human cannot really influence on someone. You should really experience the grace of God. You should really experience the blessing of God. If you do that, this is how God will work upon it. And when you believe in it and in yourself, you have the freedom. You say you need to be free, and then that's how you're going to be free? Not really. You should really be able to see the greater things. You should really receive the greater grace from God. So that's how you can really be free. If you're not free, and then with the same thing, you will fight. It will be the same level. Then all of us are not really having the liberation. Then what will be helping to just pray? So all the servants, please, I really believe that she is the most beloved one. Really, this is the prayer, and then this is when you say you prayed. You keep changing your nature. Because we have the natures of being anxious all the time. You kind of pull all the things toward you, and then you will worry about it. You will, just like my family, all they will just pull all this someone's anxiety and concerns, and then you will worry about that. about them. And the things that you don't really have to worry about it, you just kind of pull all these things toward you, and then you will have the worries. And then as the result, what kind of results you'll be receiving, with your own thoughts, you'll be pulling all these worries toward you, and then that will just make you more worried.
I did some exercises and
I went to the gym and I walked for 1 hour and I lost 4 kilograms. I lost. Well, I'm thankful because I worried a lot, but these worries was just exploded. Then I heard it. I hurt my wife because I'll be just captured by all these things. I was trying not to be, but I was captured. What does it look like for you? It's a needle for the fishing. So this kind of hook is in myself. So I have this hook in myself, and then I will be just searching things that what to hook. In my wife. So yesterday was that D-Day because I have this hook inside of me. That's why that made her feeling bad. I was just quietly thinking about it, meditate on it, but I just figured that it was just my scars. Because I worried about something all the time, and because of this problem, I was stuck. I was ready. I was getting ready for this message. How much it just stabbed me. I'm the one healed by Christ. That's what I was confessing all by myself. I was preparing this message today, and then I'm pastor, but I was just praying in front of the members of the church. I'm supposed to be the preacher. I shouldn't really give the scars to the family members. But all the spiritual problems that have been really accumulated in myself, and it just appeared. And then when I just realized that, then I had all these natures to worry about things. Then before God, I just really pray to God that I will just put everything in front of God, because the problems cannot be the problems. So I was preparing this message. I was even and the tears were just really coming up. Because when the spiritual problems came coming out, then I will just feel bad. I'll be sad. But if I don't really solve it, so the Satan will be working upon it. So I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep last night, and there is the time that my wife is supposed to be up, but I couldn't find her. Then I was looking for her everywhere. I couldn't find her. And then I just realized, she went to the early morning service. And then I just really felt that I felt worried and I was sorry because of my spiritual problems. Then I was looking for her to say sorry, but I couldn't find her. Then I just all of a sudden I met her in the bathroom. But I felt like I didn't really feel like the someone prayed, so I was scared. Then I didn't say a word. And then I kind of left. Then I was then I was just doing something and I came. Then today I just realized that the message was like this. Just put everything before God. That I regretted so many things today. About worries will just use the scars and all these things, and then Satan will enter into that. Then that is the Satan's method to destroy me and to attack me. So we don't have time, so I will just quickly finish this. And then you should really you have to establish your life style. And then establishing your lifestyle, it means that you know the Christ in like deeply, in depth. The field that you're in. And trying on God is surely working upon it. Then that's why you really need to know Christ in depth. And there's nothing more important than this establishing the life. Why? Because in Christ everything is there. In Christ all the blessings is included. Then you should really know the Christ in the depth and deeper and deeper. That's how the Paul did. Knowing the knowledge of knowing Christ is the best and greatest knowledge for me. The height, depth, and width of Christ, you cannot really measure it. And knowing these things, and then completely Paul was just turned over. The covenant of God, the word of evangelization, he was really living for only that. And he said that I must see Rome. In Jerusalem, I must stand before Caesar. In the process of going there, he had so many difficult things. He was in the storms. He was stoned to death. He was put in the prison. But Paul didn't get shaken. Why? Because he knows that in Christ, all this that something rich is in the Christ. And deeper, he really enjoyed and realized that. And that's what we say, that the believing Christ deeper and deeper. But if you know the depth of Christ, but instead of doing that, we just try to look for something else. So through the weakness, the Satan is working. So you should really know Christ in depth. So you should really make the Christ as your master. So that God is not the one who will match himself to me. You really have to enter to the God's covenant, and then you will be used to be fulfilled, to fulfill the covenant. That's what your lifestyle should be. If you cannot do it, then what kind of thing will you try to do? You don't know God much, then what kind of thing can you do? You don't even know the His God's great plan and what else are you trying to do. That's why your walk of faith will be just swaying all the time and miserable. Every day, the deeper and deeper, you will know the knowledge of knowing Christ. So you should find your current address. There are three drawings. I really... The first one, the non-believer, that everything should be done by me. Me, my desire for myself, on behalf of myself. That's the measurement, that's the criteria that the non-believers do have. But all of us do have this. The second drawing is that I'm still the master of my life, and but Christ should be doing something, everything for me. That is what we call, this person is a believer, but he is very religious. He is not really aware of his own salvation. Jesus Christ exists for me. And the Christ exists to really do my dishes. You really have to change it. Today, Master is the Christ. And I'm the servant of Christ to do the God's and Christ's will. This is the normal way. In the walk of faith, this is the very normal condition. Jesus Christ is my Master. And fulfilling my own desire is not what he does. God's will be done through me. That's my current address. So that's how you can start. The Master is the Jesus Christ. Just like Paul, deeper and deeper you know Christ. Stop being interested in something else. But you really need to know in your life, need to know the depth and the height and the width of Christ. You really have to tell these things to the new believers. This is what Pastor Liu said in the Tuesday Assembly. You really have to think about yourself when using the gospel letter. Your faith is what kind of level is that? If you change yourself, then the new believers can be changed. Then if you are changed, and then the people that you are having talapang with will be changed. Through this message, I really hope that you will be answered. Thank you, God. Through this Friday worship, thank you for giving us the important message, how to start, how to really establish everything in our daily life, you really have to know the current address. Thank you for making us realize these things. Let us just really enjoy these answers. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as in heaven. Give us this our daily bread, forgive us our debts, forgive our temptation, there was some evil, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.